Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Thanks for tuning in here to Kansland Radio. Coverage of high school basketball coming up here in just a few moments as we've got a big seven-league doubleheader coming your way. Justin Fluke will have the call as it is a Nemaha County battle between the Thunder and the Blue Jays. Again, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. That doubleheader will start with the girls game. Justin Fluke, like I said, has the play-by-play coverage coming for you right after this here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally, online at berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Another chapter in the storybook rivalry. Tonight, it's the Big 7 and Nemaha County rivalry renewed on the basketball court as take two for this high school hoop campaign. Tonight, the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Sabetha Blue Jays meet for the second time at Sabetha High School tonight. A pleasant good evening, basketball fans, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Logan Bitterman tonight as we're broadcasting live on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net, as well as your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. These two teams met in Seneca on January the 4th. It was the Sabetha girls coming away with a victory and the Nemaha Central boys running away with the victory in that one. But, Logan, these two teams certainly are rivals, and you can kind of just throw out the records or the past meeting or anything else. You never know what you're going to get when it's Nemaha Central and Sabetha like we got on the court here tonight.
Yeah, like you just said, Justin, you never know what's going to happen. It seems like whenever these two teams match up, that's when they play their best basketball against each other. It doesn't matter if it's in Seneca or if it's in Sebesta or if it's even in Substate. It just seems like that's, you know, when they really show up and they really want to become a factor, you know, on the court. The biggest thing I think that's going to happen tonight is just, you know, the Sebesta girls, they kind of got off to a slow start this season, went in the Christmas break, came out, started strong out of the Christmas break, and now they're kind of starting to go back to the, you know, beginning of the season type thing. Meanwhile, Central, they're still up there. They're, you know, they're playing great basketball right now. And Justin, I've got it pulled up here as well, the Substate standings. Both of these teams are trying to get the win tonight, obviously, to help themselves. I think this game, if you're going to look at that, though, it's going to be more Sebesta. They're going to try to help themselves because right now they're sitting in last place and they're looking at Silver Lake first round, where Nemaw Central is the third seed right now and could possibly move up to number two. So yeah, this game is definitely going to be a factor in the rankings in that.
It is a tough 3A Substate at Silver Lake, no doubt about it, and a potential third meeting between these two teams is possible later this year. In our girls matchup tonight, two teams that are kind of going in a bit of an opposite direction for the Sebesta Lady Blue Jays. They've been struggling a bit, as Logan mentioned, especially struggling to score the basketball under third-year head coach Nate Bauman. The Sebesta girls have lost their last four contests against Paola, Silver Lake, Riverside, and Holton. They scored just 31 against Riverside and just 20 in the loss to Holton last Friday night. Lady Blue Jays now are 6 wins and 9 losses off the season. They are still above 500 at 5 wins and 4 defeats in the Big 7 League. For the Nemaw Central Thunder, they're 11-4 on the season, and Haddon Hilchin's squad is 7-2. They are at the top of the Big 7 League, kind of jammed up there with Jeff West and Hiawatha as well. But Nemaw Central seems to be going in a positive direction. Won a couple games in their midseason tournament at Wellsville against Lewisburg, and also beat Lansing. And Nemaw Central, since that tournament, has wins by 3 points on the road at Hiawatha, and also beat Prairie LeCompton last Friday night by 17. So the Nemaw Central girls have now won 8 of their last 9 ball games. Haddon Hilchin's team seems to be starting to peak. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. Nemaw Central will be the visitors on the scoreboard and on the court tonight in their road purple uniforms with white numerals and letters trimmed in blue. The starters for Coach Haddon Hilchin include a couple seniors in the backcourt, 5'6 guard McKenzie Henry and 5'5 guard Taryn Gamstrom. Also starting for Nemaha Central is Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior, leading the team in rebounding at 8 per game. Addie Holthouse at a forward spot. She's a 5'10 junior, and Holthouse leads Nemaw Central, averaging 13 points per contest this season. Rounding out the starters for the Thunder at the center spot is 5'11 senior Cassidy Rethman. For Sebesta, their starters include Jaden Dorn, a 5'7 senior in the backcourt with Emily Krebs, a 5'5 senior at the point. Allie Scobie, a 5'5 junior, as well as Mary Lukert, a 5'7 junior, and Rachel Wurtenberger, a 5'7 senior for the Blue Jays. So it's Wurtenberger Lukert who leads the Blue Jays, Mary averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per game, joined by Dorn, Krebs, and Scobie. And Nemaw Central again going with Henry, Ganstrom, Holthouse, Larkin, and Rethman. So we're set for the action. Sebesta in their home whites with the navy blue numerals, letters, and trim. Last time these two teams played on this court, Logan, we had double overtime in the Substate Thriller last year in March.
Yeah, this isn't a Substate game, though. Right now it's a regular season game, so we'll see if it's a little bit different. But both teams compared to last season are a little bit down if you compare them to last season. But this looks to be another great matchup this year as well.
Yeah, Nemaw Central 21-2 last year. They get the first basket tonight. A baseline 10-foot jumper by Cassidy Rethman puts Nemaw Central ahead. Sebesta last year went 23-3. So these teams only had 5 total losses last year. 3 of them were against each other. 3 of the 5 total losses. These two teams didn't really lose to anybody else. Sebesta, of course, went on to the state tournament and finished in second place. Blue Jays turn it over, though, on their first possession. So it's 2-0 Nemaw Central. The Thunder will get it back, moving right to left here in the first half. On the left side, Larkin tries to drive, pulls up at the block. This one won't go. Rebound tipped, and we get a foul Looks like an over-the-back whistle, and it's going against Nemaha Central. Foul on Addie Holthaus. That's her first and our first foul of the night. So full court pressure, kind of a 1-3-1 look set up here by Nemaha Central. Lukert in backcourt, handling it with Wurtenberger. Now across the timeline, the pass to Dorn. She's double-teamed, wasted the dribble in a tough spot. Throws it ahead of Hallie Scobie, and that's the second straight turnover for Savatha on offense.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to start, especially in a game like this when you're taking on a team that's, you know, right up there and is definitely going to be a factor here this season, and especially going into the later part of the season.
Taryn Ganstrom, Mackenzie Henry, both averaging about 7 points a game, senior guards. This pass goes through the hands of Rethman down low as the Thunder turn it over. Savatha will try to push it. Here comes Luker ahead. Tough catch for Scobie. Kicks it on the left wing. Now Dorn drives into the paint, and it's knocked away from her. But the Blue Jays will keep it, trailing 2-0. 6:45 left here in the opening frame. Blue Jays underneath their own basket. Krebs looking to get it in. Emily, a great leader, 8 points, leading the team with over 4 assists per game, also leading Savatha in steals here this season. Krebs looking over at Nemaha Central zone defense. Lukert on the near side, now back to Emily, gets a screen from Wurtenberger. Little jump shot leaning in from the foul line, it's no good. Rebounded by Rethman for the Thunder. Pushing to the head, to the left side, it's Henry. First three-point try, this one an air ball. Rebounded by Lukert for the Lady Jays. Lukert into the half court. Her scoring is quieted like most of the rest of the team here in the last couple of weeks. After Mary missed the first couple games of this basketball season, Blue Jays backing it out again, just trying to find some kind of rhythm and something that works on the offensive side. Here's a kick out three. Krebs, downtown shot, bingo! Emily Krebs gives the Blue Jays a 3-2 lead. One shot. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Rethman to the near side. Mackenzie Henry. Savatha, like Nemaha Central, starting zone defense. Thunder looking in the paint. Tough pass there to Holthaus. She caught it and shot it, but it hit the top of the glass. It's off Savatha, though, and out of bounds. So Nemaha Central will keep it trailing by one. First substitution of the night is Callie Honeyman. Couple youngsters for this Nemaha Central team. Honeyman's a freshman. Reagan Garrity, another freshman that's been getting a lot of time in the second half of the season for Coach Haddon Hilchin in his 12th season. Over 200 wins a season ago for the Thunder. Here's a jumper in the paint, and it bounces in. A friendly roll for Addie Holthaus. Her first bucket puts the Thunder back on top, 4-3. Krebs looking over the defense, now sprints past the trap, almost lost the handle, regains it in the corner, looking for help, and the pass stolen away. Mackenzie Henry with the steal, that's three turnovers on Savatha. Now Henry avoiding the travel, getting it ahead to Ganstrom, and a bump foul here against the Jays. It'll be their first foul of the contest with 4:46 remaining in quarter number one. Thunder get it in on their offensive side. Highly anticipated boys matchup to follow tonight as the Blue Jays get a steal. Scobie, great anticipation, intercepting that pass. Turnover number two on Nemaha Central.
And that last foul on Sebastian Justin was on Mary Lukert.
Just her first. And now Nemaha Central matching up. Honeyman defending on Krebs. Lukert drives left side. Looking for a little separation. She'll lob it back to the top. Scobie to the near side. Dorn. Dorn defended by Holthaus. Now Scobie, right side of the lane. Has to Wurtenberger from the foul line. Out to Lukert. We're halfway through quarter number one. Krebs hit a three-pointer. The only basket for the Blue Jays thus far. Ball poked free into the paint. Now tied up. Our first jump ball will keep it with the Jays as Nemaha Central won the opening tip. First Savatha sub is Jessica Gruber, 5'8 junior. Gruber averaging 7 points per game off the bench. Yeah. Septa will turn it over here on this possession. As that is turnover number four for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, 5 second call on the inbounds.
Couldn't get it inbounded.
Now a turnover against Seminole Central. Justin, as Taryn Gannstrom was trying to work the far sideline in front of Coach Nate Bauman, just stepped out.
Doing a little troubleshooting here on one of our other broadcasts, Logan, so I appreciate you connecting some dots and filling us in a little bit. Still 4-3, Nemaha Central leading by one. Thunder have gone man-to-man defensively. Dorn to the near side. Lukert, skip pass, nearly stolen, but Krebs gets it, fakes from the elbow, out of the foul line. A shot by Scobie is too strong. Rebound Krebs in the lane. Out to Lukert, a wide-open three. Mary, no good on this one, and Dorn tried to save it in, but cannot, as it'll go to Nemaha Central with 3:12 left here in the first quarter.
Now Ella Larkin checks out for the Thunder as Reagan Garrity comes in for her.
So two freshmen in for Nemaha Central, Garrity and Honeyman, and now a timeout to avoid a 5 second count. This one taken by Coach Haddon Hilchin of the Thunder. First timeout of the night, 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. It's Nemaha Central 4, Sabatha 3. Girls Big 7 in Nemaha County Basketball continues after a timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack here on FM 103.9, KNZA, and the Sabatha Channel.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabatha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabatha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36. 6 south of Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here's a steal on the inbound pass and a quick Blue Jay basket. Out of the timeout by Nemaha Central, they had it, but against Sabatha's full court press, Jaden Dorn with the takeaway and the layup. And it's the Blue Jays now leading by one after Nemaha Central's fourth turnover. Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you here at Sabatha High School. Garrity flips it up top to Henry. McKenzie over on the right side now to Gannstrom. Looks in the lane. Flips to the left baseline. Shot by Honeyman. That's no good. Backside rebound by Lukert. Sabatha leading 5-4 now at 2 minutes 35 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
Yeah, and Sabatha offensively, they need to find a way to get Mary Lukert going because she's been kind of quiet the last couple games.
Krebs out to Lukert. A 3-point shot far side. This one is short. Tipped by Krebs towards the backcourt, and Gannstrom gets there first. Great hustle there by both teams. Already four turnovers on each of these squads, though. Holthaus and Rethman have baskets for Nemaha. Dorn and Krebs have buckets for the Blue Jays. One of those a three, the difference, a one-point game. Here's a three-pointer by Henry. McKenzie with the swish. Now the Thunder have a three, and they lead 7-5. Krebs, both teams showing a little full-court press here in the first quarter. Lukert still in backcourt, passes to Dorn, and she's fouled from behind. And that, I believe, Logan, is going to be personal number two on Addie Holthaus, just the second foul on Nemaha Central. But both of them are on the 5'10 junior, leading scorer with 13 points and 6 rebounds per game. Holthaus will go to the bench.
Yeah, and the first time these two teams matched up, we didn't even get about a minute into the fourth quarter, she picked up four fouls over there. That could be huge. Obviously, as your leading scorer, you want to try to keep her on the floor.
Dribbling, Lukert, nice pass, right side, basket, in and out, missed by Jessica Gruber. That was a great drive and pass by Lukert. Gruber just couldn't finish it. Minute 40 left here in the first quarter. To the near side, Honeyman's got it. Up top to Henry, McKenzie back to Honeyman. Now into the paint, Larkin gets a touch at the high post. Garrity working the baseline. Thunder by two with the ball against the Blue Jays zone defense. We've seen a lot. Both these teams have played some man, played some zone, shown some full court press. Empty in the playbook here in the first quarter. Now a foul as the Thunder get it in to Ella Larkin. And we're about to get our first free throws of the night. Foul number two against Sabatha, and personal number one on Emily Krebs. Ella Larkin, just under 50% at the charity stripe this season, but perfect on that one for her initial point of the game. Omaha Central, a good free throw shooting team traditionally, but struggling a little bit more this year. As a team, they are just under 50%. Both these are good by Ella Larkin, and the lead now the largest of the night. It's Omaha Central ahead 9-5. Lukert in backcourt, steps across the timeline with the dribble. Tried to float it back behind her to Wurtenberger, but it's stolen, and now a breakaway layup for Mackenzie Henry. Left side, Krebs catches up to her. The bank shot off the window, no good. Offensive board out to Gamstrom. Now Mackenzie Henry has it. We're under 1 minute to go in the first quarter. In the paint, Carity, pass deflected. Gruber never saw it. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Omaha Central. Full slate of games tonight in the Big 7 League. Riverside is at Hiawatha. Holton is playing at Royal Valley. And Jeff West hosting Perry LeCompton. Deflection and out of bounds off Jaden Dorn and the Blue Jays, who trail 9-5 here at home. January 4th, the first meeting between these teams this year. Sabatha won 40-28. 12-point win. Nice ball fake, and now the 2-point jumper missed by Gantrum. An offensive rebound by Garrity. Now a near steal by Dorn, but she can't save it before she falls out of bounds here on the near side. 29 seconds to go in the first frame. Henry will trigger it in on the near sideline. Back between the rings, and Gantrum will set up perhaps the final play here in the first quarter. Sabatha led 5-4, but the Thunder have scored 5 straight points. In the paint, Garrity taking a look. She's triple-teamed. She dribbled. She was stripped. Luker took it away. Fifth Thunder turnover. Here comes Luker with 12 seconds to go. Across half court with 10. Ahead to Dorn with 8. And the pass underneath thrown away as Gruber could not get there and corral it. And the Blue Jays give it right back. Full court man-to-man pressure by Sabatha. Emaw's got 5 seconds left. Gantrum in the half court. Top of the circle. All the way in the paint. A layup banked in at the buzzer. How about Gantrum going coast to coast and getting a layup in the paint against Sabatha's full court press, and that puts Omaha Central up 11-5 at the end of one quarter. We'll take a timeout. It's a full 1 minute break with one quarter in the books. You're listening to high school basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabatha High School. Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman with you. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson. Sabatha with the ball here starting the second quarter. They trail 11-5. Emily Krebs over to Mary Luker. Tally Scobie's checked back in. Wurtenberger and Dorn out there as well. There's a long 2-point basket by Mary Lukert. First points of the game for Mary Lukert. Sabatha cuts the deficit to 4. They'll play a little 2-3 zone. Taryn Gamstrom, coast to coast, to make a bucket there before the end of the first quarter. And we got a whistle away from the ball. It's a 3-second lane violation on Omaha. That's 6 turnovers on Omaha Central, 5 so far against Sabatha. The Thunder come in having won 8 of their last 9. They are 11-4 on the season, while Sabatha comes in with a record of 6-9. Blue Jays have lost their last 4 contests. Lukert takes off, looks underneath. Nice find. Scobie shot up, off the window, no good. This kind of seems like Sabatha rushes a lot of their shots, Logan. They've gotten some decent looks. That's how it's been the last few weeks, but just can't seem to get many to stick and go down.
A lot of the best games Sabatha's played this year, whether they've won it or not, has been because of the fast break. They get a lot of points in the fast break transition.
They get a steal here, but a missed shot by Dorn. Offensive rebound, and the stick back is good. Mary Lukert cleaning it up there with some second chance points as the Blue Jays are back within 2. Honeyman on the left baseline to Larkin. In the paint now to Rethman. Rethman out to Honeyman. A 3-point shot. It's up. It's off the back iron. No good. Callie's hit 3 threes this season, but missed her first 2 tonight. And the Blue Jays have the ball as the clock moves. 6:12 to go here in the first half. Dorn fancily dribbling around all defenders, all the way to the baseline, but it's two-hand touched out of bounds. On the defense there, it's Mackenzie Henry for Omaha Central. When the Sabatha girls beat Omaha Central early in the season, they were just 1-4, and that win started a string of 4 straight victories. They beat Omaha, then beat Royal Valley, beat Hiawatha. That was a big win. Beat Sabatha beat Perry LeCompton, rather, before going to their midseason tournament. So hoping a win against Omaha tonight can kickstart another little 4-game winning streak. And, hey, that's about all that's left for these teams, folks. We're winding down. A couple weeks left here in the regular season, as Logan talked about in our pregame. A lot to play for, not just the league standings, but especially the 3A sub-state seedings. And how that will shake out down at the ultra-competitive Silver Lake bracket. Foul here going against Omaha Central. It's on Cassidy Rethman, her first foul, team foul number 3. Only player with 2 personals in the game is Addie Holthaus, who remains on the Omaha Central bench. Pass inside, a turnaround jumper by Scobie, and it won't go off the back iron. Offensive board, though. Blue Jays keep it alive. Scobie posting up. McKenna Haverkamp's checked in as well. McKenna, 5'8 junior out there for the Blue Jays for the first time. Scobie right side of the lane out to Dorn. Dorn averaging 3 points a game and a foul from behind as the Blue Jays try to get it inside to Scobie. And foul number 4 against Omaha Central will be a personal on Ella Larkin. Three-point shot on the inbounds. This one missed by Lukert on the floor. Scobie tried to flip it up. It was deflected by somebody. They're going to say Omaha Central basketball. 11-9, Omaha Central with the lead. 5:07 to go here in the first half. Thunder going right to left. Trying to keep pace atop the Big 7 with Jeff West, and now a game ahead of Hiawatha's. Omaha won at Hiawatha last week. Thunder scoring just 41 points per game, but Sabatha's average has dropped under 35 points per contest now this season. Loose ball, scrum for it, and the Blue Jays pick it up. Turnover number 8 against Omaha Central. Blue Jays with another chance to tie. Krebs had it knocked out of her hands, got it back, shot and missed. Another good look. Sabatha couldn't get it to drop. 4:40 to go in quarter number 2. Danstrom will move from left to right into the half court. Sabatha in a 2-3 zone. Shot put up. This one missed. Rethman had it, couldn't hang on. It's on the deck again, and we're tied up. Possession arrow favors the Blue Jays.
And now Jessica Gruber checks in for Hallie Scobie for Sabatha. And also checking in for Omaha Central for the first time will be 5'9 senior number 11 Madison Horcher.
Still the score. Lukert gets a drive, and she's fouled. This will result in two free throws and a foul on number 22 for the Thunder. That's Cassidy Redmond. So she'll pick up her second with Holthouse already on the bench with two fouls, and that certainly depletes a little bit of depth at the forward spot for Coach Hilchin. Team foul number 5 on Nemaha. Lukert, free throw good. Thunder made their first two free throws of the night, and now Samantha sinks their first one of the game. Lukert, a 60% foul shooter, has scored all 5 Samantha points here in the second quarter. One more would tie the game as Nemaha led 11-5 at the end of one quarter. And now Lukert looking for her 6th point in a row to tie this game at 11. That free throw good. A friendly bounce off the back iron, and we're tied again.
And Westman checked out as Addie Holthouse with her 2 fouls comes back into the game, Justin.
So not only a 6-0 run for Sabetha, but a 6-0 run for Mary Lukert. Good to see her getting going. Holthouse, you mentioned, checked back in. She gets a touch in the paint. Now on the right baseline. Here's the drive. Lorcher's checked in, and she passes it off. Lorcher fighting for the rebound. It's corralled by Ella Larka, but another jump ball as players go flying and tumbling away. Nemaha Central will keep it this time. And Alexa Hayden, a 5'8 sophomore, comes in for the Blue Jays. She'll replace Jaden Dorn. 11-11 tie, just over half of the second quarter gone by. Streaming worldwide and free, as always, with live video accompanying the audio on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net. Down low, Lark is double-teamed in some trouble. Excuse me, that's Holthouse. And the Blue Jays bail her out by committing a foul. They had Addie, without her dribble, in some trouble down there. But Sabetha's 4th foul of this game is the first on McKenna Haverkamp. Thunder get it in. A wide open 3 passed up by Taryn Ganstrom. Now she drives into the lane. It gets the jumper to go. A runner for Taryn Ganstrom. Her 2nd field goal. Stops the Sabetha run. Gives Nemaha Central back the 2-point lead. Krebs on the baseline. Finds Gruber in front of the goal. Shot no, but a foul. And Jessica will head to the charity stripe here for the Lady Jays. Like, both teams are really attacking. Both teams trying to get the ball inside. Foul starting to add up a bit. That's the first personal on Madison Lorcher. Free throw for Gruber is no good. She's got one more coming.
Yeah, and the other thing to note, Justin, to your point, they're trying to work it inside, and the fouls are starting to kind of... Sabetha, from here on out, for the first half, will be in the bonus.
Second free throw, good for Gruber. First point for Jessica, makes it a 1-point game. Haverkamp out, Rachel Wurtenberger back in for Sabetha. Long skip pass to the left, Ganstrom has it. Down low, Holthouse makes the shot, now puts one up off the dribble, missed it, but a rebound by Ella Larkin. Larkin keeps it alive, 3:10 to go, second quarter. Ganstrom to the foul line, out to Henry for a 3. McKenzie off the back lip, no good. Nice rebound by Mary Lukert. Turnover by Sabetha. They're 6th, Logan, is that what you have?
I have 7th.
7th.
Yep.
And Nemaha with 8. And the Thunder lead 13-12 as now we're under 3 minutes to go here in the second stanza. Long skip pass tipped by Lukert and then touched by Nemaha's Henry before it goes out of bounds. Another turnover on Nemaha.
My bad, Justin. I was going to say Callie Honeyman has checked back in for Vulture for Nemaha.
So Honeyman, Henry, Ganstrom, Larkin, and Holthouse for Coach Chad and Hilchin. A couple new assistants for Coach Hilchin this season. Here's a 3 by Hayden. Missed for the Blue Jays. Nemaha has to save it in and does so as Ganstrom gets it on a nice hustle rebound by Addie Holthouse. And in transition to Henry. Back to the trailer, Ganstrom. Top of the key now, Holthouse. Back to the right side as the Thunder lead by 1. Clock moving, 2:22 left here in the second quarter. Sabetha still in a 2-3 zone. Blue Jays' only lead of the game was 5-4. Here's a 3-pointer by Taryn Ganstrom. Ring it up. TG for 3. 2nd one made by the Thunder. They lead 16-12. Ganstrom already with 7 points here in the contest. She scored 5 of those in the second quarter. Wurtenberger, right side of the lane. Shot fake. Drives and is tied up. As This possession arrow will keep it with the Blue Jays. Back in for Nemaha Central's Reagan Garrity. Out with two fouls goes Addie Holthaus. Blue Jays underneath their own goal. Had scored six straight to tie this game at 11. Now Nemaha Central on a little 5-1 run. They'll play zone. Luker dribbling between the circles. Defended by Honeyman. Gruber at the foul line. Gets it out to Krebs. Emily works one-on-one here against Honeyman. Pass to the left lane line. Wurtenberger, unable to face the basket, kicks it to Hayden. She goes baseline left, down to the block, but slid the feet. Couldn't come to a complete jump stop there. And it's Sabetha's eighth turnover of the night. Dorn coming back in for Coach Nate Bauman. Sabetha 6-9 on the season, Logan. And one thing the Blue Jays have had with the girls' basketball program is 13 consecutive years they've won more games than they've lost. A winning record for 13 years in a row. They're going to have to pick up some wins here down the stretch to keep that run going this year. Lost some great players off last year's state runner-up team. What a ride for the Blue Jays in sub-state and state. Just phenomenal wins. Couple in overtime. Lost to Cheney in the title game as the Thunder turn it over. Krebs gets the steal. Here she comes with a minute left in the half. She moves around the contact, missed the shot, and it's rebounded by Canstrom for the Thunder. 16-12, Thunder lead, and they throw it away. That pass, was it touched by Luker? Went into the Blue Jay bench.
That's what the far ref said, the one holding the ball right now, said that Luker got a fingertip on the ball.
Nemaha Central by four. Our halftime show coming up in a bit, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. Also during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show tonight, both games will pick a player to bank on. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. We got a whistle. It's a charge. An offensive push-off foul before Mackenzie Henry fired up a three.
And that's huge, Justin, because that's the third on Addie Holthaus.
Had two in the first quarter. Now the third against Addie Holthaus. 33 seconds to go here till intermission. And that's foul number 8 on the Thunder against Taryn Canstrom. That'll give Sabetha a 1-1 as Lukert heads back to the foul line. Sabetha's made 3 of 4 free throws so far. Lukert is 2 for 2. She scored 6 points in this game. First personal foul against Taryn Canstrom. Lukert's got to make the first to receive the second. She bends the knee. She flicks the wrist. Her free throw's long and no good. It's rebounded by freshman Honeyman. Callie Honeyman off to the right side, Canstrom, and Nemaha will hold for the final shot with 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Dribbling up top, it is Taryn Canstrom. Put the play in motion with 10 seconds left. Henry on the right, Honeyman now left side, Canstrom. 5 seconds to go. Tightly defended, Sabetha only 4 fouls this half. 2 seconds, a long desperation three, no good. Missed by Ella Larkin at the buzzer. But Nemaha Central led by 6 points at the end of one quarter. They lead by 4 points here at halftime. It's Nemaha Central 16 and the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays 12. Our halftime show starts in a couple minutes here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Fulton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Let Village Sampler and Sabetha make your Valentine's Day sweet and easy. Call to place your order and choose from great selection of fresh flowers, green plants, candy bouquets, stuffed animals, and home decor, as well as chocolate-covered strawberries made by Sweet Rosie's Bakery. Village Sampler will be taking phone orders up to Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. and provide free delivery to Sabetha schools on Monday the 14th. Call Village Sampler in Sabetha to place your Valentine's order today.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer X-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Along with studio engineers, Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you. Special thanks to Mike Bitterman as well. He's running the camera for the Sabetha Channel video production tonight. At halftime of the girls' game, the visiting Nemaha Central Lady Thunder leading it 16-12. We were back and forth early in this contest. Sabetha led 5-4, but Nemaha got the final 7 points of the first quarter, including a coast-to-coast banked-in layup made by Taryn Gamstrom to give Nemaha Central a six-point lead. But then Mary Lukert showed up and scored 6 consecutive points herself. That tied the game at 11-11, and the Blue Jays would get only one free throw the rest of the half, while Nemaha Central would score 5 points, all of those from Taryn Gamstrom, including a 3-pointer there in that second quarter. And it's Nemaha Central ahead 16-12 at the break. So far, Logan, maybe you never know what to expect. We talked about that in the pregame with these two teams, but you figure you're always going to get a battle. Both teams showed us quite a bit of different looks on the offensive and defensive end. Both teams struggled a little bit offensively, but feel like it's still a competitive contest in anybody's game here at this point.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Nemaha Central, they kind of started getting going a little bit. Obviously, at the end of the first quarter, they were up by 6. Sabetha hold them to just 5 in points in the second quarter. Sabetha's only down by 4. Brandon and I, Justin, we did the game over the first time around over in Seneca, and this is how it was the first time around between these two girls' teams. Sabetha was down at halftime break, came out, and they won the game by 12. Obviously, the two things right now, if you're either team, you can see it. We're watching it here. Sabetha, they're trying to get Mary Lugert going offensively. You can see they're trying to get her the ball and trying to get her in a quick set close to the basket to get her, you know, confidence build up and get her some points and see if they can't get the offense starting to go through her. I think for Nemaha Central, the biggest thing, if you're Coach Hilgen, the thing you got to worry about right now is your leading scorer is Addie Holthouse, and she has 3 fouls right now. You know, you took the risk about putting her back on the floor for Cassidy Restman, who had 2, and, you know, she got the illegal screen call, and that could be huge if you're Sabetha. You know, try to maybe see if you can't work early to get her 4th foul, you know, to kind of help your offense out. But if you're Nemaha Central, just keep doing what you're doing. Taryn Gamstrom, she's starting to kind of heat up a little bit for the Thunder, so if you're Sabetha, you got to try to cover that.
Our first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They will not only help you with your tax return, but they'll answer your questions. They'll walk you through it, make sure it's all done right, on time, and electronically filed. Appointments still available with Jacob Yinkst and the crew at NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. Halftime stats for the teams. Sabetha at the foul line made 3 of 5. Nemaha Central was 2 for 2. Sabetha made 1 3. Nemaha Central hit a couple of trays. A couple more turnovers for Nemaha Central. They have 10 here at halftime. Sabetha only 8 turnovers. Blue Jays only, though, have 4 fouls and nobody in foul trouble. While Logan alluded to Nemaha Central's foul trouble, 8 total, but 3 of those on Addie Holthouse and 2 on Cassidy Rethman, the other starting forward. Individual scoring, Nemaha had 5 girls score in the first half. Taryn Gamstrom leading the way with 7 points. Mackenzie Henry hit a triple. 2 free throws for Ella Larkin and 1 2-point basket each for Addie Holthouse and Cassidy Rethman. for Sabetha. They were led by Mary Luker, 6 points all consecutively in the second quarter. Emily Krebs hit the Blue Jay three. That was in the first quarter. And Jaden Dorn has 2 points, while Jessica Gruber has the other one for the Lady Jays. Again, our halftime score, Nemaha Central 16 and Sabetha 12. Boys game tonight should be a great one, as you got Nemaha Central boys 14-1 and ranked in the top five of the state, taking on Sabetha, who is 12-3 and only one game back in the big standings. Are the Blue Jay boys going into their home matchup, the rematch with Nemaha Central later here tonight. The next couple of nights, we'll have our weekly basketball locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evening, starting around 5:30. You can hear thoughts and comments from girls and boys varsity basketball coaches throughout the area. Listen here on KNZA. Find the interviews posted online at msesports.net. A couple other quick scoring updates from around the area. Elsewhere in the Big 7, it's Holton 29 and Royal Valley 20. So Holton scores 29 and a half after they were here in Sabetha last Friday and scored 22, but it was enough to beat Sabetha 22-20 with a big fourth quarter comeback for Holton. They're leading at Royal Valley 29-20 tonight. Hiawatha trying to get right again after a couple tough losses at home to Jeff West and this Nemaha Central team last week. Hiawatha leading at halftime 27-18 against Riverside. And one game tonight in the Twin Valley League on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. It's the Troy girls, 27, Wetmore, 21. Troy up by 6 at halftime in that one. 16-12 here, Nemaha girls over Sabetha. Our keys to the second half. The third quarter starts after this timeout on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show on Kansas Land Radio.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants with Synex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Synex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Synex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at Berwick Oil.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Find me a better rivalry in the state of Kansas. This one has been so much fun to cover over a couple decades in my broadcasting career. We're set for the second half of the girls' game with the boys' one to follow. I'm Justin Fluke along with Logan Bitterman. Seth Tollison back at our Kansaland studio controls. Nemaha Central will have the basketball. They lead 12-16. Up four are the Thunder. Now moving left to right in the road purples here in the second half. Taryn Ganstrom, Mackenzie Henry, Ella Larkin, Addie Holthouse with three fouls, and Cassidy Rethman with two out there to begin this third quarter. Sabetha playing a 2-3 zone defense. Thunder get it inside. Ripped out of the hands of Larkin. Top of the key now, Henry. To the left side. Baseline drive. It's Ganstrom. Shot blocked, but a foul. And Taryn going to head to the line. There's 7 points. Already the most by any player so far here tonight. Foul against Rachel Wurtenberger of Sabatha. That's her first personal foul. Instrument the line, knocks it down. Her first attempt, and another one coming after scoring at point number 8. Really, the statistics are pretty even. Thunder make that free throw, and correct me if I'm wrong, Logan, but this is the biggest lead for either team now. The Thunder are up by 6 here early in this third quarter.
Yeah, they were up by 6 at the end of the first quarter as well.
11-5, so they've matched it. Wurtenberger, trouble handling that pass, gets it back to Krebs. Blue Jays and the home whites, the navy blue, numbers, letters, and trim. They'll go right to left here, and Emos Central going to play a little zone defense. Team switched it up in the first half. Samantha's got Jaden Dorn, Mary Lukert, Emily Krebs, Rachel Wurtenberger, and Hallie Scobie. Missed three-pointer by Krebs. Offensive rebound. Dorn up and in on the follow. Second chance points for Dorn, the senior in the Blue Jays. Back to a four-point game. 6:40 to go in quarter number 3. Rethman on the baseline. Far side, Henry. Round the perimeter from Larkin to Ganstrom it goes. Jaron looking over the D. Fakes left, passes to the right. Callie Honeyman is checked back in a moment ago for Addie Holthaus. Or did she start the second half? Maybe I missed it. Here's a drive and a miss, but a cleanup as the follow is good by Ella Larkin. First field goal for the junior, Ella Larkin. Back up to a 6-point lead and nearly a Blue Jays turnover. Actually, it is. It touched Luker last before it goes out here at midcourt. So that is turnover number 9 against the Blue Jays. Wurtenberger will go out. In comes Jessica Gruber. Sabatha's played 8 girls on the varsity court tonight. Nemaha Central has played 9. Bauman, longtime assistant with Alex McAfee. Here's a drive and a shot that misses. Sunnyman tried to keep it alive. She does get it back. Top of the key, Henry, near side now to Ganstrom. Both teams getting their fair share of offensive rebounds. Second chance opportunities. Ganstrom fouled again. This time, though, on the floor. She had not released a shot from the right elbow. The Thunder will keep it. Foul number 2 this half against Sabatha. And the personal on Jaden Dorn, just number 1 on her. Sabatha only had 4 fouls against him in the first 2 quarters. Henry to a wide open Holthaus for 3. Addie Holthaus with the 3rd tray for the Thunder tonight, and now the lead is up to 9. Krebs looking over the press. Passes way ahead to Gruber. Nice look underneath. Luker bobbled it. Now we'll have to dribble out of there from the left block on the wing. The pass goes to Krebs. 5:15 left here in the third quarter. Thunder have opened up the largest lead of the night. The Blue Jays looking for an answer. Sabatha scored 5 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Scored just 20 points in their last game against Holton Friday night. Here's a push in the back. That's going to be number 4, the foul on Addie Holthaus. With a little unnecessary push there as the ball was thrown inside to Hallie Scobie. So Holthaus to the bench. In comes Cassidy Rethman after she had a quick breather. Blue Jays line up 4 in an I formation on the right side of the lane. 2 up, break to the left. Everybody's covered up. Krebs trouble getting it in. Now does so to Dorn. Dorn off the dribble against Honeyman. Picks it up. Right side of the lane. In trouble. In trouble. Timeout by Coach Bauman will bail her out. First timeout called by the Blue Jays and Coach Bauman tonight with 4:55 left in quarter number 3. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net and find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabatha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison. Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman with you on the Sabetha Channel camera tonight. Mike Bitterman as the Blue Jays have the ball underneath their own goal. Out of a timeout. Both coaches have four timeouts remaining tonight. Here's a lean-in shot missed in the paint by Gruber. Another good look for the Blue Jays. Nothing went down. Coach Bauman wanted a foul. Did not get it. Up the court comes Henry. Pass to the near side. Ganstrom takes the three into a double team. The kick out. Henry. Triple. Almost banked in. Rebounded by Scobie. 4:35 left. Logan, I feel like the pace of this game has picked up quite a bit this half.
Yeah, both teams are trying to push the ball and trying to beat the other one down the floor to get easy layups.
Lukert lobbing it to Krebs. Emily, one of a handful of seniors on the team for Coach Bauman this year. Just not a lot of returning players. Here's Krebs stepping into a three. No good. Lukert fighting for the rebound. Tied up with Honeyman. The Blue Jays have the possession arrow with 4:11 to go, third quarter.
And the one thing that's better of the girls this year, you know, compared to, you know, past years a little bit, they don't really have the hype that you know, kind of see typically in a Sabetha girls team.
Shot no good from the left elbow, and another battle for it. Gruber and Rethman both hit the deck. And another possession arrow jump ball tie-up. This one, of course, will go to the Thunder. They lead 23-14. And Sabetha going to come after him with full court pressure. On the run, Honeyman gets it in his end of the half-court hurry. 3-on-2, right side, Rethman makes the shot, takes the dribble, left-handed hook in the lane, missed, rebounded by Jaden Dorn for the second half. Over 4 minutes of it now gone by. Krebs to the near side, Lukert. Now Dorn on the right wing. Krebs in the lane, Scobie. Clears that three-second paint. Lukert can't get off the shot. Krebs has it. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Nice pass, Krebs to Gruber. Finishes that one strong on the left side. Krebs gets the dime, and Gruber gets the bucket. The first of the game makes it a 7-point contest. They've got Nemaw trapped in the backcourt. Pass goes to Larkin. Now tipped again, almost a travel. Krebs trying to officiate out there as well, but not getting any help with her acting. And now we got a foul against the Blue Jays. This is their third one since halftime. Still nobody in foul trouble for Sabetha. Scobie gets her second here, but remember, Nemaha has Addie Holthouse on the bench with four personals. Their leading scorer, second leading rebounder, second in steals, Addie Holthouse. Little high-low, tipped away by Scobie. Good defense by the Blue Jays. Garrity coming in. Rethman checking out. Thunder by 7 with 2:49 to go in this quarter. Both teams in the 3A sub-state at Silver Lake. It's about to be in Silver Lake twice already this season and falling. They beat him in the first round of the state tournament here in Sabetha last year. Remember that? Only the top four teams actually went to the state tournament site. Three-pointer missed up top by Ganstrom. And we got bodies flying to the floor going for the rebound. A foul called against Sabetha on Hallie Scobie. That's her third. Gruber out. Wurtenberger in. McKenna Haverkamp checks in, replacing Scobie. So a quick rest for Scobie after getting her third foul. Talking about Nemaw Central, Coach Hilton having two new assistants this year. Sabetha with the new assistant as well as Kellen Russell took over for Garrett Michael on the Lady Blue Jay coaching staff this year. Foul here against Sabetha on McKenna Haverkamp, her second. This one on a shooting foul. First of two free throws good for Callie Honeyman. Don't look now, Logan, but Nemaw Central doing pretty well from the free throw line. This one is no good, however. They've made 5 of 6.
Maybe you kind of jinxed them there a little bit.
Didn't mean to. It's an 8-point game. Thunder have led by as many as 9. Waiting to trap Krebs after she comes into the half court. Emily keeps the dribble, gets around him, kicks it over to Lukert. Wide open three. It's up. It's short. Offensive board, though. Power dribble up strong. Haverkamp, no. She did get fouled. A great rebound. You've seen every game of Sabetha pretty much this season. Do they usually miss this many high percentage shots?
Not typically.
Is that part of the reason for the offensive struggles?
They typically don't. The one thing, I kind of alluded to it earlier, Justin, the thing that Coach Nate Bauman's team this year compared to past teams is the fast break. A lot of their points are in transition. And when you have a team like Nemo Central, who's, you know, they're coached pretty well, they know to stop the fast break. And if you get them in, you know, half court set, the scoring goes way down.
Second of two free throws good for McKenna Haverkamp. That's her first point of the game. Now the Blue Jays nearly get a steal, and we get a jump ball with Dorn. Great defense on Gamstrip, and the Blue Jays get rewarded as the possession arrow points to the home team in white. The ball down 7 to Sabetha with under 2 minutes to go here in the third period. They get it in. Haverkamp, now Dorn. To the far side, Luker taking a look. Mary had it stripped away. Stolen by Honeyman. Here comes the freshman up the court. Luker got back to deflect it out of bounds. Great hustle play and recovery there after turning it over, as Mary Luker does not give up easy transition points off the mistake. Sabetha with 10 turnovers now. Nemaha Central with 11. Thunder have the ball underneath their own goal. Inbounds, Gamstrom, far corner, 3. High off the rim, no good. Good rebound by Wurtenberger. Krebs pushes it ahead. Dorn in transition. Stops and pops. 3. Got hit hard and fouled on a 3-point shot. Jaden Dorn going to get 3 free throws here with the clock stopped and the Blue Jays down by 7.
And in a game like this, you got to hit them.
Not a foul that Coach Hilchin likes. Hands on hips. Now he crosses his arms. Guess we could call it a freshman mistake. But hey, when you're a freshman playing varsity basketball, you're pretty good and the future's pretty bright. You got to learn sometime, right? First free throw, no good. That was the first attempt by Dorn in this game. Here's her second free throw after several low dribbles, and this one is long, no good. She has struggled mightily, making less than a quarter of her free throws. Under 25% this season, and misses the first two here. 3 fouls now on Nemaha Central this half. 5 on Sabetha. Dorn's third free throw, she missed them all. Rebound to Honeyman. With Larkin, Gamstrom, Henry, and Carrady out there for Coach Hilchin. Here's a poke away from behind by Krebs. Now taken back by Ella Larkin. She gets it away from a double team. Henry to Gamstrom. Thunder keep the possession here, leading 24-17. 2-3 zone by the Blue Jays. Henry heads to the left. Comes back to the right. Around a Garrity screen. The ball goes inside to Larkin. Triple team. Fouled on the floor. But foul number 6 against Sabetha, so now Nemaha Central going to be at the bonus with just over 9 minutes left to go in this contest. Lob it in. Garrity just in front of the foul line. Jumper up and good. Way too easy on the inbound. Garrity caught it, shot it, scored it. The lead is up to 9 for the second time here this half. Krebs beats the press. Ahead to Luker. Goes underneath the basket. Ball deflected out by Gamstrom. 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Second personal foul on Dorn, by the way, a moment ago. Rethman back in. Garrity goes out for Nemaha Central. Two last year, both losses to Sabetha for this Nemaha Central girls team that won the Big Seven League 4 years in a row. Here's a 3-pointer, Luker straight away. Misfired. Rebound tipped and controlled by Honeyman. Nice body control there to reel in the sphere. 35 seconds left here in the third. Chance to extend the largest lead of the game for Nemaha Central. They were up 6 at the end of one, led by 4 points at halftime. Rathman back up top to Henry as the Thunder away. Coach Hilchin says back it up a bit here. We're under 20 seconds to go. Feel like they've had the ball at the end of the first few quarters here tonight in Sabetha. Now 6 seconds left. Trying to find Gamstrom down low. They do. Missed shot. Rebounded by Wurtenberger. And that will end quarter number 3. Another quarter won by the visitors from Seneca. It's Nemaha Central 26 and Sabetha 17 as we head to the fourth and final stanza of our girls contest here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you. Emos Central up by 9, second time in this game. They lead 26-17 over Sabetha as we begin the fourth quarter. Thunder have the basketball. Addie Holthaus, four fouls, remains on the Nemaha Central bench. Thunder can be a little patient with it. They've made three threes tonight. Just one triple for the Lady Jays. Larkin out to Honeyman. Henry, Ganstrom, and Garrity also out there for Coach Hilton. There's the high-low. Great pass, Garrity. Oh, missed a bunny. Trying to tip the rebound to herself and can't finish. Nice pass from Ella Larkin on the high-low, but Garrity nothing to show for it. Sabetha with the ball now down 9. Dorn, Wurtenberger, Krebs. Here's a three by Mary Lukert. Ring it up! Timeout. Yep, called by Sabetha as Mary Lukert hits the triple. She's now got 9 points in the contest, and it's a six-point game. 26-20, Nemaha Central on top. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in half a minute here on FM 103.9, KMZA, Hiawatha.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action early in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central breaks the full court press out of a timeout by Sabetha. They've got three remaining. Nemaha Central has four timeouts left. They have the basketball leading 26-20 here on the road. Honeyman finds Garrity looking high-low. Good pass. Wobbled, but then shot and missed by Ella Larkin. Rebound stick back good by Garrity. Boy, the high-low working for Nemaha Central, even against the Blue Jay zone. Second chance points there, putting the lead back to 8. Krebs drives, kicks it out in the near corner. Dorn fakes a 3. She drives, steps around the defender, made the shot, but wait, she walked. Took an extra step. The basket will not count. Sabetha with the turnover instead. Scobie in, replacing Wurtenberger, and here's Addie Holthaus with four personal fouls back in for Nemaha Central. Ganstrom trying to dribble away from a double team and does. Breaks the press herself. Near side, here's a three by number 3. Air ball by McKenzie Henry, and the Thunder can't save it in bounds. So another opportunity for Sabetha. Garrity and Holthaus out, so we're already doing some offensive for defensive substitutions as Holthaus right back to the bench with four personals. Thunder want to keep pressing in the 1-3-1. Into the half court comes Doran. Doran lobs, tough catch, Scobie shot up, and it popped off the rim, no good. Another good look. No points for the Jays. 6 minutes to go in the game. I think Nemaw Central realizing they can be pretty patient here. A win is a win. It doesn't have to look pretty. You don't have to score 40 or 50 points. That does not matter. And a foul. One official thought she had stepped out of bounds, but maybe the foul caused her to step out of bounds. The other official calls it here as Ella Larkham is trying to drive. The foul is against McKenna Haverkamp of Sabetha. That is her third personal. Scobie and Haverkamp each with three fouls for Sabetha. Addie Holthouse with four, the only player that has more than two for Nemaha. 1-1, and it's connected on by Ella Larkin. Told you the Thunder now in the bonus the rest of the night. 3-for-3 at the free throw line is Larkin. She scored 5 points. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Both of them nothing but the bottom of the net. And the lead is up to 10 for Nemaha Central at 30-20.
And this is the largest lead they've had all game so far.
5.5 minutes to go. Lukert drives, shot up and in. Tough take there by Mary Lukert. Is in double digits with now 11 points for the Blue Jays. That's a try to create offense with their defense. Down by 8. But again, the Thunder able to break the pressure. Neither team has had any trouble against the press. Tough pass from Garrity to Honeyman. Missed on the baseline. Garrity gets the rebound. Bank shot. Pops out. Offensive board again. Larkin stumbling out of bounds. Ricocheted off Sabetha. Great job by Larkin. And how many offensive rebounds does Nemaw Central have in this game?
Yeah, they're just fighting for the boards offensively. And if it's Sabetha, you just got to get low, box out, and keep them from getting second chance opportunities.
Thunder will be rewarded for the hustle play there. Gruber back in for Sabetha. Nemaw Central the ball underneath their own basket. Addie Holthouse back in. She gets the inbound. Shot left a little short. Rebounded by Gruber. To Luker. Sabetha wants to run. Down 8. Mary with under 5 minutes to go here in the game. Finds Krebs. One-on-one against Holthouse. Luker, the only player in this game that scored double digits. She's at 11 points right now. Crossover by Krebs. Kicks it out to Doran. Jaden will dribble around the top of the key to the far side and give to Lukert. Now at the high post, Gruber takes a dribble, kicks it out. Mary shoots another 3, twists it in again. Mary Lukert now with 14. That's her second triple and 7 points here in the third or in the second half. Quick ball movement, a 3 by Henry. McKenzie cannot answer. Blue Jays have the ball down only 5. Just over 4 minutes to go in the game. Nice pass ahead. Gruber could not hang on to the pass. That should have been another wide open layup. Now at the other end, Holthouse blocked from behind out of bounds by Krebs, but a foul. And Addie Holthouse going to shoot a couple free throws. But man, what a pass there for the Blue Jays. If Gruber just catches that cleanly, she's got a wide open shot in transition, and we've got a one possession game. Holthouse at the line, going to shoot 2. Team foul number 8 against Sabetha. This one in and out, no good. Second personal foul on Emily Krebs. Second free throw here for Addie Holthouse. Has 5 points tonight. That one is good. 6. Six points for Holthouse. 6 points to Nemaha Central League. Lukert looking things over. In backcourt, now passes to the far side across the timeline to Scobie. Scobie floats it to the near corner. Long, long pass. Doran able to get it. Skips it back to Krebs. 3:45 to go here in the game. 31-25. Nemaha by 6. Haven't trailed since the first quarter. And we got a foul on the floor on the Blue Jay drive. This will be team foul number 4 against Nemaha Central and personal number 1 on, no, number 2 on Callie Honeyman. Thought it was on number 3, but it was on number 30, and it's Krebs to the line for the first time tonight. She shoots, she misses. 60% foul shooter, no good on that one.
And that's one thing that we've seen Coach Nate Bauman do with his offense, especially in some of their biggest scoring, games, is they run four down low, two outside on the corners and two posts on the block, and they put Emily Krebs up top with the ball, and they say, you pick which side you want to go to. We're either going to set a screen for you, or you're going to have it one-on-one, find the open three, or get the post down low, or go with it yourself. And I thought Spessa's gotten a lot of points in some of their games.
So a timeout here, and we'll take it with 3:39 to go, fourth quarter, Nemaha Central 31, Sabatha 25. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you. 3:39, all that's left here in the fourth quarter. Emily Krebs has a free throw coming up. She missed the first one before the break. Coming out of the break, her second one is much. Krebs has 4 points here in the contest. She averages about 8 per night. Blue Jays down by 5. A different full court press here by Sabatha. Tough catch at half court by Ella Larkin. Dribbles across the 10-second line. Passes to Henry. Janstrom, Holthaus, Garrity out there for Coach Hilchin as well. Kelly Williams went to the guys to coach with John Thomas. Michael Glatzik, the new AD, the football coach for Nemaha Central, now the assistant basketball coach for Hilchin. Nemaha Central with the ball here on their offensive end. Holthaus still the only player out there with 4 personal fouls. Under 3 minutes we go. Sabatha playing. What are we playing, Mike? A triangle and two here? I'm trying to figure this out. Garrity out to Ganstrom. Trying to match up everywhere they can. Pressure the basketball, but Nemaha doing a good job of protecting it and taking a lot of time off the clock. Now we're down to 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Straight man-to-man defense now by the Blue Jays, and a timeout by Coach Hilchin after they took on about 45 seconds off the clock. 3 timeouts left for the Thunder. Sabatha's got a couple in their pocket as well, but only 2:21 to go in this game, and Nemaha Central still ahead, 31-26. Stay tuned for our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Remember, whether you're buying or selling property, whether it's agricultural, commercial, or residential property, Be Outdoors is the name to know. We'll also pick a Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on during our postgame show coming up. Then the boys' contest, which should be a good one, between 12-3 Sabatha and 14-1 Nemaha Central. Thunder handed Sabatha their first loss of the season to begin the new year, and the boys' game in Seneca back in early January. That final score was 77-46. Nemaha Central boys have won 10 games in a row, trying to keep pace with Royal Valley, who's not only number one in the Big 7 League, but number one in the entire state, Class 3A, and also a part of that Silver Lake sub-state. Nemaha called the timeout. They have the basketball. 2:21 to go. They have a 5-point lead here at Sabatha. Led by 10, at 30-20. Mary Lukert a couple shots to try to get Sabatha back in it. Ganstrom, Holthaus, Henry, Garrity, and Larkin on the floor for the road team in purple and blue. High post, Garrity, out to Henry. You can bet Coach Hilchin told his girls, you better not be shooting unless it's a really good high percentage look. Now we're under 1:55 to go. So that's a scramble in pep section. Justin White tonight trying to provide some noise and help him out. And now a bump and a foul. That's number 9. So Nemaw Central about to shoot their final 1-1 of this game. It will be Taryn Canstrom at the line. Third personal foul on Jaden Dorn. Scobie's got 3. Haberkamp's got 3. Canstrom 2-for-2 at the line tonight. Rattles that one through. That puts her in double digits, the first Thunder to reach 10 points tonight. Canstrom has one more. That one won't drop. Rebound by Scobie with Krebs, Dorn, Lukert, and Gruber. That's a down 6. Krebs over to Lukert, a wide open 3-year defender had left her to go double team Krebs. Missed shot by Lukert. Gruber trying to tie it up. Larkin rips away the board, but not before we have a jump ball. The possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. I feel like Sabetha really needs points on this possession here.
Yeah.
They have scored 9 already here in this fourth quarter, the most of any frame so far. Gruber, a little runner with the right hand, no, got her own miss and got fouled. Missed both shots. And Gruber, who's just 38% at the free throw line, will head there for 2. Third personal foul against Ella Larkin of Nemaha Central. Gruber, 3 points in this game. First free throw, no good. Garrity back in. Defensively, Honeyman goes out. Great crowd on hand. Nobody's surprised by that. It's about the Nemaw Central, for crying out loud. Couple dribbles, spins it, flicks it. Gruber's second free throw's long, no good. Rebounded by Larkin. An empty possession for the Blue Jays. How much time will Nemaw take off the clock? Well, they're not going to take off much. It's about the fouls immediately in the backcourt. Double bonus time now. It'll be Mackenzie Henry shooting her first free throws of the night. She's got 2 of them coming with just 1 minute, 14 seconds left to go in the game.
Jaden Dorn just picked up her 4th foul as well.
First the Blue Jay with 4 fouls. Henry 3 points tonight on a made triple. No good on her first free throw attempt. And they're missing a few free throws, leaving the door open just slightly here.
She actually made that.
Huh?
She actually made that one. It bounced back in. It hit the lip of the rim on the front and went right in.
Looked away too soon. And she banked that one in. But hey, 2 points to push the lead up to 8. Nemaw Central will take them any way they can get them right now. 34-26. Krebs threw it away. Henry with the steal, but then momentum and the basketball all took her out of bounds. Sabetha will keep it, and they'll use their next to last timeout. Coach Nate Bauman to talk with 66 seconds to go. Can he draw up a strategy down by 8 against their rivals from Nemaha Central? A Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, 30-second timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Let Village Sampler and Sabetha make your Valentine's Day sweet and easy. Call to place your order and choose from great selection of fresh flowers, green plants, candy bouquets, stuffed animals, and home decor, as well as chocolate-covered strawberries made by Sweet Rosie's Bakery. Village Sampler will be taking phone orders up to Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. and provide free delivery to Sabetha schools on Monday the 14th. Call Village Sampler in Sabetha to place your Valentine's order today.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you here in Sabetha. Starting to get some of the other area girls' finals. We'll try to pass those along throughout the night, and you can find them, of course, online on our always free website. It's msesports.net. Also, where you'll find the link for the Sabetha channel under the Listen Live tab. There's an inbounds and a wide open 3, and that's good for Alexa Hayden, her first points of the contest. So the sophomore knocks down a triple on a well-drawn-up inbounds play, and the Blue Jays down only 5. That took 3 seconds, so we have 63 ticks left on the clock here tonight in the girls' game. 34-29, Thunder now leading by 5. That's the last timeout in Nate Bauman's pocket.
Yeah, that could be huge for Coach Nate Bauman. Obviously, if you have some where you might lose the ball if you get a steal and it's a double team or trap, you can't take a timeout now.
Centralia girls keep on winning 44-39 over St. Mary's tonight. Got some other finals.
And Justin,
Olson beat Royal Valley 49-31. Sorry, go ahead.
No, my bad, Justin. You alluded to it. Nemaha Central went 21-2 last year, both losses coming to Sabetha. The last time Nemaha's, our last four games have all went to Sabetha, when you think about it, because the sub-state last year, that was 3, and then obviously the first game this year.
Quick foul here. The Blue Jays don't get the steal, but foul with just a couple seconds coming off the clock. We'll see if Nemaha Central can make free throws. Mackenzie Henry made 2 a moment ago. That foul, the 3rd on Emily Krebs. Free throw for Henry again, and this one is no good. And I didn't look away too soon. Unorthodox free throws last time. I looked away after that thing clinked off the iron and went back through, and then she banked in the 2nd. This time, the 2nd one is no good. Missed them both, and the Blue Jays have it down 5. Under a minute to go in the contest. Krebs, around the horn. Lukert, 3-point shot. It is no good. That would have made it a 2-point contest, and it goes out of bounds off the Lukert miss with 46 seconds remaining. Inbounds for Nemaha Central. Holthaus passes it ahead to Ganstrom, and now up the court to Larkin. Wrap around to an open Reagan Garrity. Shot blocked by Dorm, but the ball hit the baseline. So Nemaha will keep it, still leading by 5. And now we have just 35 seconds on the clock here in the 4th quarter. Good job by Dorn there defensively. Thunder content just to keep it here. Makes Sabetha foul him. Nate Bauman screaming, Blue Jay, Blue Jay, Blue Jay. And finally a foul as Hayden comes out and fouls Taryn Gamstrom. And we're going to get a Nemaha Central timeout by Coach Hilton with 30 seconds remaining. This is a full timeout, so we have a chance for another 30-second break with Nemaha Central girls leading Sabetha 34-29 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Sabetha is out of timeouts. Nemaha Central at the line for 2 free throws, looking to extend a 5-point lead. With 30 seconds left to go here in the game, Taryn Ganstrom connects on the first free throw. That is point number 11 for Taryn Ganstrom, the senior here tonight. The only Thunder in double-digit scoring. Missed the 2nd one, and Garrity's over the back of Haverkamp. It's only foul number 6, so it doesn't really hurt Nemaha Central. Garrity picks up just her 1st personal foul. And no free throws as Nemaha's backed off the full-court pressure here, leading by 6. Still time for the Blue Jays with 30 seconds to go. They can let this ball roll for a little bit before Krebs picks it up. Krebs so heady, so smart, always knowing every game situation, great leader. Emily drives, kicks, Dorn can't get a 3-pointer off, top of the key, Haverkamp, she can't shoot, Luker can't shoot, 20 seconds left, Hayden drives, is bumped, basket, no. They kind of needed that to go, but we'll have a chance to score with the clock stopped and 18 seconds remaining, still down 6. Alexia Hayden, 1st free throw of the night. She made a big 3 earlier in this 4th quarter. Her fourth quarter, excuse me, makes the free throw. Sabetha's had as many points in the fourth quarter tonight, Logan, as they did in the first three combined. Wasn't the case against Holton, though. I think they got outscored, what, like 13-3 in the fourth quarter against Holton to lose that game by two?
Yeah.
That was the third on Honeyman, by the way. Second free throw, Hayden, no good. Rebound to Nemaha Central. A quick foul on Sabetha with 16 seconds to go. We'll head to the other end where Ganstrom shot free throws last time. This time it'll be Henry. A lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. 12 free throws already shot by Nemaha Central here in the fourth quarter.
And McKenna Haverkamp just picked up her fourth foul.
Free throw no good for Henry. Thunder trying to win for the ninth time in their last 10 games. Leading by 5. Second free throw, no good. Two more misses, the door's not shut yet. Hayden, into the half court, 12 seconds left. Hayden kicks it out to Luker to step back. NBA 3, partially blocked. 6 seconds left, and Sabetha will foul again with 4 seconds to go. Well, tough shot there for Luker as McKenna Haverkamp fouls out. Sabetha had some opportunities, but despite scoring 13 points here in the fourth quarter, just too big a hole to climb out of. They were down by 9 coming into the fourth. Another missed free throw for Nemaha Central. Ella Larkin missed it. Has one more coming, but the lead remains 5 with 5 seconds to go. Larkin's next one is swished through. 7 points for Ella Larkin. Krebs ahead. Dorn a long 3 as time expires. That's no good, and the Thunder win by 6. 36-30. Nemaha Central now 12-4, and they keep pace atop the Big 7 league with a record of 8-2. It's a split between these two teams that, of course, could play again in that Sabetha or Silver Lake 3A sub-state later this year. Our postgame coming up, final stats. Stick with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. It's our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Zook, Logan Bitterman with you. Girls game in the books. Nemaha Central avenges one of their losses earlier this season. They beat Sabetha here tonight on the Blue Jays home court by a final score of 36-30. Sabetha led 5-4. Down 6 at the end of one quarter. They tied it 11-11 early in the second quarter. But they were down 4 at halftime, trailed by 9 coming into the final quarter, despite outscoring Nemaus Central 13 of 10 in that final 8 minutes. Nemaus Central gets the W, 36-30 final score tonight. Before I get my final thoughts, I'll flip the mic over to Logan Bitterman. Get your final take kind of on this girls' game here tonight.
Yeah, obviously, Justin, it kind of lived up to what we always expect between these two teams. It always comes down to the very end of it. Obviously, you know, Nemahal, they get the 6-point victory this time around, and it's their first win in the last five matchups now against Sabetha. Obviously, they lost 3 times to them last year and lost the first time this season over in Seneca. But I think for both teams, just walking away from this game tonight, Nemahal Central, you played a tremendous game, keeping Sabetha from being able to, you know, do their type of thing as far as fast break opportunities. Sabetha, they missed quite a few chances, though, in the fast break. They had some very good chances. Obviously, that one, Mary Lucas passed to Jessica Griebler. She just holds the ball, easy layup, just lost track of the ball. But the thing, I think, if you're Coach Nate Bauman and the Lady Jays, the one thing you got to be happy for is Mary Lucas. She had 14 points tonight. You know, she's been kind of quiet, you know, and she's your leading scorer this season per game. But as far as going, you know, to the last 4 games now, I believe is all that's left for both of those teams this season. Nemaus Central, you're in a good spot. You know, you're still battling to be the number 2 seed in sub-state with Hiawatha. And obviously you've beaten them once this year, so anything's possible there. If you're Sabetha, you got to start finding something. You got to see what you got to do, and you got to try to sneak out some wins here late this season. It's not going to get any easier having to go on the road to Jeff West Friday night.
Let's check the final stats tonight. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Call to schedule your tax appointment with the local experienced professionals. They are on your side at NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. For the visiting Nemaus Central Thunder, they had one player in double digits. That was Taryn Gantrum. She had 11 points. She scored in every quarter of this game. Ella Larkin at 7. Addie Holthaus battled some serious foul trouble, but still scored 6. Mackenzie Henry finished with 5. Reagan Carity had 4. And 2 points for Cassidy Rethman, 1 for Callie Honeyman. Nemaus Central, not great at the line, but 13 out of 22. They certainly got there quite a bit. They made 3 threes tonight. They only had 11 turnovers. Nemaus Central had 1 turnover the whole second half. How about that? Good way to protect the lead, taking care of the basketball. Nemaus Central, by the way, now 12-4. They'll be home the next 2 games against Royal Valley and then Jeff West, a huge one next Tuesday night in Seneca. Nemaus also has to go to Holton and to Riverside to wrap up the regular season. For Sabetha, they were led by Mary Luker, 14 points tonight, 6 in the second quarter, 8 in the fourth, including 2 threes in the fourth quarter. The Blue Jays make 4 three-point shots tonight. Luker leads the way with 14 points, doing all that in just 2 quarters. After that, not much help. 4 points, Jaden Dorn. 4 points, Emily Krebs. 4 points, Alexia Hayden. And 3 points for Jessica Gruber. McKenna Haverkamp had 1. Sabetha, 6 of 16 from the free throw line. Ouch. You talk about the missed opportunities that they had and the missed shots that they had in this game, but you miss a lot of free throws. There's not much excuse for that as they finished well under 50% from the foul line here tonight. Only about 37% free throw shooting for the Blue Jays. 12 turnovers total tonight for Sabetha. That's a livable number. They handle the press pretty well, but they fall by 6, 36-30. Again, our final. Sabetha girls now 6-10 and 5-5 at the Big Seven Lakes. Sabetha's next game will be at Jeff West Friday, then home against Prairie-Lecompton, at Royal Valley, and home against Hiawatha. The final 4 left on the Blue Jay slate this season. Luker, Chiropractic and Wellness, and we also have our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Pretty easy decision tonight, right, Logan?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Obviously, Nemaus Central only had 1 girl in double-digit scoring, and that was the guard, the senior, Taryn Gantrum. So I think it's got to go to her, obviously, with what she was able to do, and she went 4-6 from the free throw line as well in the win.
Taryn Gantrum, our player to bank on. Nemaus Central girls win at 36-30 over Sabetha here on the Sabetha Channel and FM 103.9 KNZA. We'll send it back to our studios for the next 6-7 minutes or so, and then we'll return, get you set for the boys' game. Should be a great one. 12-3 Sabetha, 14-1 Nemaha Central. That's what's still to come here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.